9 of Hollywood's biggest acts of hypocrisy. China, hashtag Me Too, guns, climate change, and more. By David Ng on April 11, 2021. When they're not making movies, TV shows, or albums, left-wing Hollywood elites can be found lecturing average Americans on how to live their lives. Gun control is imperative, lockdowns are necessary, and burning fossil fuels is wrong. Except when they do it, of course. Hollywood hypocrisy comes in many flavors, and the varieties keep growing as more celebrities attempt to expand their social media reach and their box office bankability through progressive activism. Last movie was a flop? Your Netflix sitcom got cancelled after one season? Career redemption can be yours if you worship at the altar of woke politics. It turns out Hollywood elites are deeply flawed spokespeople who frequently fail to lead by example. From hashtag MeToo to climate change to China, the entertainment industry still clings to the old adage, do as we say, not as we do. Hashtag MeToo. No controversy has exposed liberal Hollywood's hypocrisy more than the hashtag MeToo scandals that continue to rock the entertainment industry. Harvey Weinstein was one of Hollywood's biggest Democratic fundraisers, backing the presidential campaigns of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. He is now sitting in a New York jail on a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. China. Hollywood has repeatedly labeled former President Donald Trump as a fascist. Yet the industry has eagerly jumped into bed with China, with studios bending over backward to please the dictators in Beijing. The Walt Disney Company is the biggest offender, going so far as to shoot the live-action Mulan in an area known for concentration camps for Uyghur minorities, a place where authorities reportedly engage in the systematic rape of women. As China's own box office overtakes the United States, Hollywood studios are gradually realizing that they need China more than China needs them. Global warming. No cause is as dear to Hollywood's heart as blaming human energy consumption for climate change. And yet they are some of the biggest offenders, with stars including Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, and Harrison Ford flying private jets and sailing on private yachts while they publicly support green initiatives. Georgia. Hollywood loves Georgia's financial incentives for movie and TV production, soaking up more than $800 million in annual giveaways funded by taxpayers. But showbiz elites hate Georgia's new voter integrity law, with celebrities mobilizing to denounce it as an act of voter suppression. To show their appreciation for all the state has done for them, some Hollywood liberals are now refusing to work in Georgia in protest of the law. Gun control. Celebrities love to promote gun control legislation, with stars cheering on President Joe Biden's recent executive actions. Yet many stars employ private armed security while studio movies and TV shows thrive on fake gun violence. Racism. Stars eagerly lined up to condemn Donald Trump as a racist and literally Hitler. Yet many of them looked the other way whenever one of their own committed racist acts, including dressing up in blackface. Jimmy Kimmel still has his job at ABC despite donning blackface and using the N-word, while many conservatives have been canceled for far less. Lockdown fever. Hollywood celebrities championed economic lockdowns during the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, urging people to stay at home as much as possible. While the stars holed up in palatial splendor, thousands of blue-collar crew members lost their jobs. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., eventually exempted the entertainment industry from his lockdown mandate in November. Studios reportedly hired expensive lobbying firms to bend his ear. Open borders. Many celebrities also condemned President Trump's immigration policy, calling it racist and xenophobic. Yet many live in gated neighborhoods with no access for the general public. Healthcare. Hollywood was among the biggest cheerleaders for Obamacare. Ironically, SAG-AFTRA is facing a class-action lawsuit from its own members, who are accusing the industry's biggest union of revoking health care for elderly actors while in the middle of a pandemic. The same union also held disciplinary hearings on Donald Trump, who was a Guild member for years before recently resigning. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@Breitbart.com.